Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good deal.
How's your day going?
Kind of hectic, a little bit in and out, bullshit busy, just a little bit of above.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. What about you?
Yeah, going pretty well.
Well, that's
Yep.
good.
Just a good Friday. Not the good Friday. That's next Friday.
Oh, I know.
Did your customer make it in for the big diamond yet?
No, not yet. I'm fucking waiting. The last time they came to see me was after 3 o'clock, so I keep looking at my watch, go, okay. All right. Don't fucking let me down, motherfuckers.
Yeah, she may be a little bit later.
Yeah, I guess by the time he gets off work, or maybe she gets off work, I don't know. Yep.
Well, I was
Bobby,
looking.
some picks?
Yeah, I was looking at the fights. My, I'm going with Israel Adesanya.
Okay.
That would be my number one choice.
All right.
And other than that, I don't know any of the other people.
I like that chick Grasso, the other girl.
Grasso?
No, the other one.
The other one. Okay, yeah, Barber, right?
Don't know. This girl beat her the last time. I think she's gonna beat her again.
Yeah, the other girl, yeah, that's Barber.
Yeah, Barbara, that's right. So we can pick that too.
Yeah, Barber and Adesanya, two pick parlay is +158.
Let me find another one.
So maybe
Google
find one more.
UFC fight this weekend.
I mean, everything I was reading, I like that Michael Chiesa, but he's a huge favorite over Nico Price.
Okay, we got Israel Barber, Michael Chiesa against Nico Price, 16-10, 19-7.
Yeah, Chiesa is -900, so it's almost not worth it to take him.
They got this bald-headed dude, Kyle Nelson. They're similar record against Terence McKinney, 17-8 and 17-6, so it's even. But what about this dude, Mansoor Abdul Malik? It's 9-0 against Usry Belgarwi. That motherfucker got a neck on him.
That one's a coin flip.
That's a coin flip.
Abdul Malik is -130. Belgari is +110. So we
You know
could
what?
throw in the
Oh, you
slight
pick.
go with the
Let's go with
slight.
you pick. Let's go with Michael Chiesa, like you said. Oh, fucking shit, it's canceled.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Huh, they still have a line out on it. That's weird.
Shit, I'll show you what I got right now. I'll snapshot a picture of this motherfucker and send it to you. Or WhatsApp. Makuchi. Look at your phone. You got it?
Yeah, I'm just looking at it now. Okay. Yeah, that's. What about.
Well, you got two of the same fighter. You got Michael Chiesa fighting Nico Price. Then the bottom says Michael Chiesa fighting Carlton Harris. So I
Oh, so
guess
maybe they
they.
filled it. Now he's fighting Price. Maybe he was sitting there.
Yes. Yeah, that's good what you have, son, because that guy is a standby. Yeah, he's going to get knocked out. Let's go with Chiesa, like you said. We go with Barbara, Chiesa, and Adesanya.
Okay, well, like I said, it doesn't move the needle too much, though, on taking Chiesa, because he's minus 900.
Oh, damn, fuck it. Let's just do a two-team parlay, Barbara and Adesanya, damn, fuck it.
Okay.
We got to win something, man.
Well, this one's plus 158.
Okay. All right, so we'll put up how much to win what?
Well, you'd have to put up 100 to win 158.
Fuck it, let's put 100. We got money in the account?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're still right. Up over close to 500.
All right, fuck it, let's put 100. Fuck it.
All right.
All right, well, we're like a Donkey Kong.
We're on like Donkey Kong. I like it. You have any good plans for the weekend?
Not this weekend, no. What are we doing this weekend? I got a friend of mine coming over my house Sunday. Though not doing a whole lot. But I'm going out of town next weekend. Next Saturday, I'm going out of town. Going to Hard Rock Casino.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm going fishing on Easter Sunday. Going to be at the casino Saturday night. After fishing, going back to the casino and do some more stupid shit.
Well, that sounds like a fun weekend.
Yeah, I've always wanted to fish Easter Sunday for big speckled trout. I could never do it because of my schedule and everything else. This year, we're not having church on that Sunday. And my son and them, they're going to a church by their house. They're going to do Easter there. I said, fuck it, baby, let's go. I want to go ahead and get some complimentary shit again. So when that Hard Rock Casino opens up in Vegas, we can go. Would you believe my fucking wife, she got a complimentary fucking suite again from the Venetian for 4 nights, including $100 complimentary food. And $350 fucking dollar gambling chips. I said, bitch, look at you. You don't even fucking gamble.
They want her back.
Yeah,
they know she won.
Yeah, they gave me a complimentary thing, 2 nights on the suite. That's it. No gambling chips, no food, no nothing.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I think you accumulate more points on the slots versus the table games. That's what I've always heard. So if she was playing the slots, she's going to accumulate more points quicker.
Yeah, but Tom, the only reason she got those fucking points is when you and I, we were gambling in the casino, I was using my wife's player's card, and we were busting their ass.
At the roulette table, right, yeah.
Yeah, and then the lady, she asked me if I was no. I said, no, that's my wife. She said, well, you can't use her card. I said, well, fuck, here, take my, give me my card. I never got it from the front desk. So by that time, I had racked up a bunch of fucking points
probably,
on her card.
Right. So they think she's a big-time spender.
Something, yeah. She don't know shit from shit about gambling. I had to tell her, play black, play red, you know?
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? You got another trip to Vegas you could make with some free rooms.
Man, I wish they could have a fucking fight in Vegas that would be interesting enough to go so I could use that, Tom. And I saw something on Facebook about how Dana White now is becoming friendly with Armand. I think he is, he's made him pay for his time or whatever shit it is.
Mm-hmm.
So Armand might be fighting for, I don't know if it's going to be a title fight or not, but then another fight coming up with Armand in the next several months.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he gets his crack. I'm looking forward to a title fight with him. I know you are.
Oh, I've been looking forward to it. Yeah. Did you ever find out about Mike? About the building in Israel?
Oh, about the Israel deal? No, he wasn't in the office the past couple of days. Yeah, he's been in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to speak with him.
All right.
Yeah, no other news about it, huh?
Not that I've heard of, because all I hear is a bunch of shit going on over there, bro. I think we got boots on the ground. The president wants to take over that fucking island that Iran runs.
Yeah, Karg Island. Yeah,
he's going to make it a Trump island.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Seems like he wants to take over just about everything. He's a man on a mission this term.
He sure is. He's on it. He ain't fucking led a second. He's got his foot on the pedal and it's at 190 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He has everybody not knowing where he's coming from.
No, I mean, fuck, he's all over the place. I like it. Rubio had put something on Facebook. They were at the United Nations meeting, and the United Nations had said something about that this is not their war, about the Israel and the U.S. and Iran. And so Rubio comes back with this response saying, well, Ukraine was not our war either, but we've given them more of everything than any one of you, you know, European countries all combined together.
That we've given more than all of the European countries combined, right?
Combined all the European fucking countries, what they've sent to Ukraine compared to what we have sent. We've sent them more shit than anyone else, including all the European countries combined together.
Right.
He said that wasn't our war that we fucking pitched in and helped out. And you motherfuckers now want to make it sound like this is not your war?
Yeah, right. Yep, exactly. Yeah, it seems like we're the only one that's forking over all the dough.
Mm-hmm. But I feel I'm nervous about having boots on the ground over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Well, we'll see. I hope the boys stay safe. That's all I worry about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't want to lose soldiers over this.
Yeah. Well, I got somebody at the front door. They won't even fucking
right.
Come in.
All right, KG.
Come in. All right, Tom. I'll talk to you later.
Have a good afternoon.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Yep, bye.